If you hadn't, most of you have
not lived the 60s, it was really a cool time to live. Really was. And I mean, if you don't believe me, go out there and get Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Do that and get a Jimi Hendrix album. Get a couple of them. That is like real cool. The Doors. Yeah, Doors. Cool. Betty Ford just died, and I was fascinated with that. I was just fascinated with it. This is called Get Real High, and they'll name a clinic after you. I spoke with a secret agent, he's retired now, and he told me Betty Ford was Strawberry Fields Forever. He said his guess is that she died from an overdose of just too much sunshine. She would embarrass Jerry between the ignorant oil and popping pills. She strutted around in a pair of hip huggers, t-shirt, and no bra, smoking weed. She used to hide her stash behind the picture of George Washington and say, "Easy, Mr. President. Chill, baby, chill. It's only hemp. Jerry, tune in, turn on, drop out." And George and Martha used to tote. He said, "Betty smoked the wacky weed, ganja, acapella gold, Mary Jane, and she was always cooking brownies and singing Puff the Magic Dragon. We were always finding her stash, and she'd yell, 'Somebody stole my shit.'" He said, "We knew for a fact that she kept a handful of black beauties under her lava lamp, smoked hash, drank Ripple, Singapore Slings, Harvey Wallbangers, and were pretty sure she dropped acid. She'd sleep late most of the time, and then she'd get up, put on Jimi Hendrix, and play the air guitar, Purple Haze. It drove Jerry crazy, and she said, "Easy, Greasy, there's some fungus among us." He'd tell her, "Betty, you're the first lady. You got to act right." She'd say, "Lighten up, Jerry. Keep the faith. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Party till you drop. Then get up and party some more. Who took my roach clip? You pardon tricky dick. Who stole my roach clip? You pardon tricky dick." The agent told me that Betty would bounce off the walls and she'd always ask, "Got any weed?" "Did you know that Jerry hid my bong? And you know, dudes, I got so high, I almost touched the sky. And then they named the clinic after me." I asked him, "Did Betty really listen to Hendrix?" He said, "Like a voodoo child." That was the 60s, kids. Hey, next week, come see the poets.